More efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, where Denny Hamlin has won the second stage in the USA Today 301. The green light now flashes. Pit road is open. Let's see how many takers we have. Hamlin will lead just about the entire field onto the pit lane. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And remember, Denny Hamlin hasn't been in for a while, but the word on the radio was mission accomplished. He got the track position, the lead, and he kept it. The crew goes around to the right side, putting those tires on. Denny Hamlin said he's still just a little too tight in the center of the corner. They're around to the left side. Looks like a clean stop for the lead of the race, Denny Hamlin. Brad Billy.
Last pit stop, Martin Truex Jr. had two tires. This time they go four. Big problem on the right side. They didn't get the right rear tight. This is going to cost him major track position. Christopher Bell, four-tire stop already down and away. Brett McMillan.
Four-tire stop for Ryan Blaney. He said it's the best he's been all day. High on the track. Also, Chase Elliott came in and said that he is still too tight in the center of the turn, and he's really hard on the tires at this point. So they're going back to the adjustments they had when they had that long four-tire run.
Right now, Martin Truex Jr. just coming off the pit lane. A disaster on pit road for that team, and we'll get an update on that when we return. Kyle Larson led them off the pit lane, followed by Todd Gilliland, Noah Gregson, Austin Cindric, Harrison Burton. Then it was Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, and Joey Logano.
Mark, they didn't have that right rear lug nut tight. They dropped the car, then they had to jack it back up, tighten up the right rear on Truex, and that cost him probably 25 spots out on the racetrack. We'll take a break and come right back. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
During the stage two pit stops, Martin Truex Jr. from second is now scored in the 27th position. We'll have that green flag for the third and final stage when we return. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
With 111 laps remaining here at New Hampshire, let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard, the most driven name in truck boxes, down to Alan Cavana.
Climbed up here on the box with Chris Gabehart, the crew chief for Denny Hamlin. You skipped a few pit cycles. You got the track position. On the radio, you said mission accomplished. What's the mission from here now?
Well, the mission's to try to win, but if we were going to put ourselves in a vulnerable position strategy-wise, we had to at least win the stage to make it worthwhile. We did that. Got a good car. I like the way it lays out in front of us. We're the first car on four tires. Weather obviously become a factor, but we need to get a good restart and drive up through there.
How much does the weather play a factor into potential calls?
I don't feel like we're going to make it to the scheduled distance. I have the same information everybody else does, so that always makes it a little bit tough, and that's why you see what you see in front of us right now.
All right, Denny Hamlin trying to go out there and win this race. Strategy, a big play today.
Race fans know that there's no letting up, even when you're leading the field, and the front runner in truck boxes knows this too. So when it comes to durability, security, and innovation, the folks at WeatherGuard aren't taking their foot off the gas anytime soon. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Time now for another Hunt Brothers Pizza update from the leaderboard. Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. Tyler Reddick did not pit. Neither did Michael McDowell. They are 1-2. Kyle Larson was the first car off the pit lane on two tires. He'll line up third, fourth. Todd Gilliland. Fifth is Noah Gregson. Sixth is Austin Cindric. Seventh is Harrison Burton. Eighth is Denny Hamlin. First car on four tires. Christopher Bell, ninth. Tenth, Ryan Blaney.
Chase Elliott is 11th. 12th is Logano. Barry, 13th. Chastain, 14th. 15th belongs to Justin Haley. Austin Dillon, 16th. 17th, Ty Gibbs. Busher is 18th, 19th to Wallace, William Byron, 20th.
Corey LaJoie, 21st, 22nd, Eric Jones. Ryan Preece, 23rd, 24th, Chase Briscoe. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 25th. Martin Truex Jr., 26th. Brad Keselowski, 27th. Carson Hocevar is in the 28th position. Last car on the lead lap now, Kyle Busch in 20th. Minus one in 30th, Kaz Grala.
With 109 laps to go, the teams are betting that weather might get here in 40 to 50 laps. It is going to be frantic here on this restart. Some teams elected to stay out. That includes the leaders, Tyler Reddick and Michael McDowell on the jump. Reddick's Toyota gets a big hop, and he'll lead down into one.
McDowell had a penalty earlier, finds himself now starting in the second position. He'll try to maintain it into turn number two. Two cars together. Chase Elliott is involved. He spins. He tangled with the car of Joey Logano. Both of them continued, but dropped to the rear of the field, and the caution is displayed.
And that is the yellow flag number five in the USA Today 301.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Fifth yellow of the day here at New Hampshire for an incident involving Joey Logano and Kyle Busch in turn two. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
106 laps left to go. Misspoke, meant to say Chase Elliott, not Kyle Busch, involved in that incident with Joey Logano. Both of those cars made minor repairs, and they're back out on the racetrack. Let's go down now to Alan Cavana.
Quick minor repair, but still major issues for Joey Logano. He was on and off pit road once. They replaced the right side tire. I'm looking at that now, but he says the toe on the car is off. If you're thinking about it, he's driving straight down the backstretch, and his steering wheel is pointed at 3 o'clock. So that's a major issue right now that they have to come in and see what they can do and even fix it, if possible, to get Joey Logano back out there and competitive. Brad Gilley.
Let's go over to Brad Gilley now. Brad McMillan.
Chase Elliott's making his second stop now. This time they're going around to the right side and they're going to check the right rear shock on the car. Meanwhile, on the left front, they're doing some repair. The car is damaged on that left front wheel well at the 12 o'clock point of that wheel well. So they're putting some tape on that. They've already changed the tires. They put four fresh tires on during the first stop. It looks like they've given Alan Augustus on the okay on that right rear shock. So they're doing some body work now to keep making sure that left front tire does not hit the sheet metal on this car. Brad Gilley.
The fuel strategy for the rest of this race is going to be a little bit interesting. All of the teams, should this go the full 301-lap distance, will have to come in at least one more time to top off with Sunoco race fuel. But remember, with rain in the area and that being an unknown as to when it is going to get here, you have some teams that stayed out at the end of stage number two, like some of our front runners, Tyler Reddick and Michael McDowell. You had Kyle Larson, who's running third. They only did a two-tire stop and were on pit road for a very short period of time. Then you have the rest of the teams that did four tire stops. People who have run up front today, like Christopher Bell, they are packed with Sunoco race fuel. The cars that are packed, they can go well into this stage. They could get somewhere to around lap 260 or so before they need to take on fuel. That's going to be the big question. Who can go the full distance should rain come and end this race early, or who is going to have to come in earlier? Options are what some of these teams having right now. Track position is what the other teams are enjoying having.
All right, thanks a lot, Brad Gilley, for that Sunoco fuel update, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Let's jump back down to Alan Cavana.
And during our reports, Joey Logano made it back to pit road, shut the engine off. The hood is up as they were making the repair. Looks like a tow link on the right front is what they have to fix. Again, he was going down the backstretch, and his steering wheel was turned to 3 o'clock, so clearly an issue there on the right front. So they're replacing a tow link right now. Engine off, hood up as the field passes by and puts him yet another lap down.
And this was an opportunity today for Joey Logano to maybe claw a little bit closer to getting in the top 16. It's going to be disastrous for Logano and probably for Kyle Busch, who's mired back in 25th. So the two guys that were below the cut line not helping their efforts here today. By the way, the largest concrete-only track in NASCAR hosts the Ally 400 next Sunday, the fourth straight year. PRN will be there to cover all the action, and you can check those folks out at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get tickets for a pretty racy place.
So we'll take the green flag with 102 laps to go in this race. Again, we've talked about weather perhaps in the area. Right now, though, everything has remained exactly as it has been from the start of this race. It's kind of gray, a little bit cloudy, but we remain dry here on the Magic Mile. So the lights are off. The 2025 Toyota Camry XSE pace car. Tyler Reddick, Michael McDowell will lead them to the green flag. They're about to enter the Geico restart zone, being chased by Kyle Larson, Todd Gilliland, Austin Cindric, Noah Gregson, and Denny Hamlin. Green flag is back out. Reddick gets a bit of a jump on the outside.
Michael McDowell will try to battle back on the low part of the racetrack. He'll almost get to the back bumper of Reddick. Kyle Larson now gets to Reddick's back in, and he'll try to take the second spot. McDowell with a bit of a wiggle off turn two.
Reddick's got the lead, but not by much. Larson is right there on his bumper. McDowell's going to slide back into that third spot. Tries to hold on at the bottom of the racetrack, but off of turn four, it's Tyler Reddick leading the field.
Three drivers that have not been players today in this race up front. It's Reddick, Larson, then we go back to McDowell and his teammate Todd Gilliland.
Kyle Larson has been an 11th or 12th place car the entire event up till now, but he wants the race lead. Off turn two,
He's dead even with Tyler Reddick as they battle for the top position. Larson inside, Reddick outside. That's the way they race down the back
stretch. Problems down the back stretch, Pat Patterson. We got one going around. I think that's going to
be Corey LaJoy.
Yeah,
he goes around. Caution comes out, and it was a dead heat between these two cars up front when that happened. Interesting to see who was out front.
That is yellow flag number 6. In the USA Today 301, I believe it's going to be scored. Tyler Reddick is out front. And, Doug, just before that, you can tell these guys are racing to what they think would be an early end to this event. Christopher Bell took them 3 wide into turn number 3. There was a lot of jostling between him and Harrison Burton, Ryan Blaney in that group as well. Also Noah Gregson. And, man, they were just bouncing off each other down there. And I thought for sure that was going to be a wreck. They make it through safely, and a little bit farther behind, Corey LaJoy has a problem midway down the back straightaway.
As we can look out our broadcast booth, back up toward turn 4, you can see the ceiling in that direction starting to drop. That's usually here at this track, which way the weather comes in, so we'll keep an eye on that. And these teams are pretty well dialed in as to what the weather situations are. If they're saying the weather gets here around lap 40, they're probably pretty close.
We have a hotline to Brad Panovich. Maybe we can get an update on our Ream weather forecast from earlier today. Right now, let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Brett McMillan.
Corey LaJoy's had a pretty good run going today before that spin. He's still in the lead lap, came down and went ahead and changed 4 tires. Doesn't look like he has any damage. Said he didn't hit anything, just flat spotted the tires, and they sent him back out.
All right, that's lucky there for Corey LaJoy. He'd had a pretty decent run going. Had been camped out mainly in the top 20 throughout the day. And Mark, I like the fact that we've got some players up front that are new to the game playing the rain game. We'll break all of that down after this.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to protect against wear and deposits. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99 in-store only. Limit supply. Learn more at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've just passed the two-thirds mark of the USA Today 301. We've got 203 laps complete, 98 to go if Mother Nature lets us get in the entire race distance. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, queuing up for a restart here. Here's the way they line up. Reddick is the leader, Kyle Larson second, Michael McDowell third, Denny Hamlin fourth, fifth to Todd Gilliland. Austin Cindric is going to be scored fifth, rather. Denny Hamlin fourth. Gilliland, 5th, 6th to Cindric, Harrison Burton, 7th, 8th to Ryan Blaney, 9th, Noah Gregson, and 10th is going to be Christopher Bell.
The rest of our top 20, Ty Gibbs is 11th, Ross Chastain, 12th, 13th, Justin Haley, Chris Buescher, 14th, Josh Berry, 15th, 16th, William Byron, Eric Jones, 17th, 18th is going to be Bubba Wallace, Carson Hocevar, 19th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 20th.
Lights off on the pace car, time to go back to action. It'll be 96 laps to go when they get back to the Granite Stripe. We're in the final third here of the USA Today 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Green flag waves in the air. Reddick on the outside. Down to his inside, it's going to be Michael McDowell. McDowell gets a little push from his teammate Gilliland.
Bit of a surprise that Kyle Larson chose to start behind Reddick rather than side by side with him. That will not work to his advantage as Michael McDowell now races for the lead. Reddick off the corner will have the lead. Not by much, though. Here comes McDowell on the bottom of the racetrack. Michael McDowell trying to hold the leader up here in the middle of the corner. He'll do a good job off of turn four.
McDowell digging hard on the inside, trying to keep pace with Tyler Reddick. Reddick, though, now getting drafting help and a bump from Kyle Larson.
Larson tries to wrestle the second position away from McDowell. Looks like he may have accomplished that. Gives a shot to the back bumper of Tyler Reddick. Three wide momentarily. Now a battle for the lead. Hard racing up front. Young Money on the inside. Reddick to the outside. Larson trying to get the advantage on Reddick. He'll dive to the bottom of the racetrack. They hold a tight battle between each other, but it looks like Larson's out by a nose off the corner.
Kyle Larson down the front stretch trying to wrestle this lead away from Reddick. Reddick battles back. Give Reddick that lap, but let's see if he can hold the lead into one.
Ryan Blaney was fourth. He's been shuffled back to the sixth position. Off turn two. It is Kyle Larson on the inside. Top side belongs to Tyler Reddick. Reddick now with a car length advantage off of the corner and down the backstretch. Larson looking for room. He'll go right to the bumper of the leader, but here comes Hamlin. Hamlin gets to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to move his way up to the front.
Hamlin on the four fresh tires, hustling, overpowering Larson with two. Now Larson fights back to the outside with Reddick out front.
Well, let's see if Larson can hang on to that second position. He'll squeeze down on Hamlin as Denny rides up the racetrack, exiting turn two. Lead belongs to Reddick, side by side for second.
At 11 and 5 car, got a little history with each other when they get to running hard side by side, and they're doing it right now. The battle for second. Hamlin once again trying to hold off Larson to the outside. Meanwhile, Reddick leads off front.
Denny Hamlin eased Kyle Larson up the racetrack. That slowed his progress.
Trouble! Trouble! We got a car that has spun down here. Looks like Truex has turned around right in front of Joey Logano and a handful of other cars. He holds on to it, tries to get it refired. Caution again.
This race at the very end has completely come undone for Martin Truex Jr. A bad pit stop, now a crash, brings out caution flag number 7 in the USA Today 301.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
The weather system, the showers, and everything that were 40 miles away from the racetrack have now cut that distance in half. They're 20 miles here from New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and these drivers are racing like it. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
We're back in New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Moments ago, trying to make it three wide, Martin Truex Jr. trying to make up time, running down the middle of the racetrack as he got to the exit of turn four. Not sure if Brad Keselowski saw him there. He was on the bottom. He came up, bumped the Martin Truex Jr. machine. It piled into the wall, making some contact just shy of the Geico restart zone here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And right now, as they cross the stripe, lights still on that 2025 Toyota Camry XSE pace car driven by NASCAR's Jesse Dalavoo.
We're on our seventh yellow flag of the day, this one for Truex crashing out of turn four. And, Mark, you can perceive that it is getting darker right now. The ceiling really hasn't dropped, but we've lost a lot of light here in the last little bit as this weather system creeps ever closer.
And one thing, Doug, we're talking about perhaps the wet weather and all that. Need to remind everybody, if we have a lightning strike close to the racetrack, again, that will suspend racing activities for 30 minutes, and then, of course, that might allow the rain to come in. So a lot could be going on here right now at New Hampshire Motor Speedway while, again, we remain dry.
And I will throw out another option, too. If we get hit a little bit by weather and it's just a short shower, maybe instead of using an hour and a half to dry the track, you get the track to a certain stage of dryness and snap on the wet weather tires.
Ooh,
you could end do that
it,
too.
End it on wet instead of started on wet weather tires. Wow, let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cavana.
Well, crew chief Chris Gabehart is giving his driver Denny Hamlin constant updates about the rain, how close it is in both minutes and laps. The message is going unsaid, but certainly it's being delivered. Do it and do it now if you're Denny Hamlin on this restart. The more caution laps they have, the worse the situation gets. If you're the 11 team trying to get in the lead, they need green flag racing to get this lead in as soon as possible.
Kind of flipping our weather forecast for Denny Hamlin. Time now to make hay while the sun is shining, or at least it's not raining.
Got to go for it now. I mean, all of these teams know the degree of urgency that's going to be involved on this restart, which may give us another restart the way they've been going at it lately. They've been piling up yellows here. We have had four yellows since lap 185, and we're on 213 now, so they've been getting busy.
So Tyler Reddick, our leader, Denny Hamlin, will line up to his inside in row number one. In row number two, it's going to be Michael McDowell inside, Ryan Blaney on the outside. Then in row number three, it looks like Justin Haley will line up inside that row beside him, Todd Gilliland. And then in row number four, Christopher Bell inside, Larson on the outside. And then as you go a little bit farther back, it looks like Noah Gregson will start on the outside of row number five to his inside in that Auto Trader four. Austin Cindric there in front of Pat Patterson.
Yep, they get those tires nice and clean as the Toyota Camry pace car is going to hit the pit road. Once again, Hamlin and Reddick up front, ready to go.
88 laps to go here at New Hampshire on the restart. Once again, Reddick gets that great jump in that outside groove, but everybody else diving down to the bottom. It's going to get crazy in one.
Tyler Reddick will not cut his boss, Denny Hamlin, any slack, and neither will Ryan Blaney. He's to the outside of Hamlin as they battle behind Reddick for second. Reddick up front and Blaney now. He is now racing hard against Hamlin into the corner. Down into turn three they go. Hamlin just at the bottom of the racetrack. Blaney to the outside. He charges up the hill, but it'll be Reddick leading them all four.
Behind him, three wide. Justin Haley on the bottom. McDowell in the middle. Todd Gilliland comes out of there with the fourth spot.
Justin Haley has suddenly become a factor in this race. He's back in the sixth position. The fight is for the race lead. Here comes Blaney to the inside. Hamlin will try to make it three wide, but Reddick will lead. And Hamlin dives hard into the corner, off of the corner.
Trouble.
Trouble down the back straightaway. Car spinning, hitting the inside wall. Ryan Preece was one, and I think he may be the only one.
Kyle Busch
was
also
involved
in
the effort yet another time.
Yeah, Kyle Busch involved in his second accident, and that brings out our eighth yellow flag. And so that means, once again, NASCAR pace car driver Jesse Dolivet will gather up the field behind that 2025 Toyota Camry XSE.
This is lap 216. That gives us 85 to go. And here again, every time we have one of these, it ratchets up the urgency, Mark, because all these teams have been busy looking at their weather radars, knowing that this race could be truncated here today. So we'll see how all this plays out. Kyle Busch's day has just been bad all the way around. The good thing on this, even with this spin, and now that we've had a chance to watch the replay, I don't think he caught the fence.
If he did, he did it very slightly, but that's not going to make him feel a whole lot better about what's been going on today for Kyle Busch. And up front, great move by Todd Gilliland. Took it three wide, and as everybody was scrambling there, he went around two cars, got a twofer, moved up to the fourth spot. And you know what? Justin Haley, Doug, he's not going anywhere either. He has run strong this afternoon and has turned it up just a bit.
And we can see on the window here in our broadcast booth, we've seen the first little raindrops here of the afternoon, and that's going to be seen on lap, with 84 laps to go at lap 217. We're under our eighth yellow of the day.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Lap 218, Tyler Reddick being shown as the leader. Blaney, Hamlin, Gilliland, and Haley round out the top five. We're under the eighth yellow of the day for an incident involving Ryan Preece and Kyle Busch. We've seen a little bit of rain. That's not the reason for the caution right now. From New Hampshire, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
NASCAR has just radioed in saying heavy rain around the entire track. I'm sure that Tyler Reddick is saying it's a deluge. I don't think we're going to dry out for weeks, because he was the leader after that last restart, and right now is being scored the leader. Then it's Blaney, Hamlin, Todd Gilliland, and Justin Haley. And for the first time in a while, we can actually see the rain out of our window. So, and they're going to bring the cars onto pit road and let the teams park in their pit boxes. So we'll see how this all plays out. But for right now, we're probably going to see the red flag here shortly as NASCAR brings the teams down pit road.
So Tyler Reddick won at Talladega using some high speed, missing a big wreck. This time he may have won his second race in 2024 by outracing Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, with rain approaching the racetrack, and we'll have to see if we can restart this thing. We'll just keep our fingers crossed.
Red flag out here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway on lap 219. They moved up the start of the race. Probably a pretty smart play, Mark. It probably bought them about a half an hour, and that was enough to get this race to past halfway and into the third stage. But now we've got the red flag out. It's not pouring yet. I don't think they're anywhere close to losing the track, but it's raining too much to go racing. And I know what a lot of people say, and we'll put those wet weather tires on. They use those when they're trying to dry the track and the rain has stopped, but it buys you maybe an hour of track drying time.
Wet weather tires are for a damp track, not a rainy racetrack. And it is one of the, I think, more positive things NASCAR and Goodyear have done. We saw this yesterday where we were able to get the Xfinity race underway. As soon as the track began to dry, went back to the slicks. We got the whole race in. So we may have that kind of situation today where the wet weather tires might be used. Goodyear allows these teams or brings four sets of the wet weather tires to the racetrack.
Well, we've got some folks out in the elements right now. Alan Cavana, what's the view from pit road vis-a-vis the weather?
Yeah, and I couldn't be any closer to the 45 car of Tyler Reddick as his window net is down. He's preparing to get out, as all the drivers are. The car covers are about to go on. It's not the deluge, the word that you use. It's not a downpour, but certainly everything down here is wet and too wet to drive and race right now. But the sky is a little light. We'll see how long this lasts, but not a downpour yet, but certainly enough for the drivers be able to get out of their cars. And just looking at the 45, this is the potential winning car. A lot of damage on the left side, the left rear of this car. You can see there's been a lot of contact for Tyler Reddick. It's been a heck of a race. He may end up the winner depending on how long all this rain goes, guys.
Now let's go over to Brad Gilley.
Todd Gilliland has actually just climbed up on top of the pit box with his Grillo's Pickles green suit. And Todd, some great strategy with your crew chief, Ryan Bergenti. Some pretty fast driving out there right now. Should this end, you're going to be scored in fourth. What do you want to see happen?
Yeah, like you said, I think, coming out of here with fourth would be good. But at the same time, I think, we've got a really good, Grillo's Pickles Ford Dark Horse Mustang. So, I don't feel like this is a fluke, honestly. I think we've been chipping away at it. We've been gaining track position. And, that's all we can do. That's what we've been doing a really good job of recently. So, just really proud of my team for, sticking with it. And, we'll see what all happens here.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Todd Gilliland currently being scored fourth. Brett McMillan.
Well, I'm here with his teammate, Michael McDowell. You guys kind of rolled the dice a little bit. Didn't get you first place right now, but it sure is gets you some great track position, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot. We need a win to get in. That last restart before last got a decent one, got side by side where Reddick just wasn't able to pull it off. We just weren't quite strong enough, but got to go for it. We had an opportunity with it with the Long John Silver Ford. Had to take the shot. I mean, kind of on old tires there, trying to make something happen on the restart on the bottom, which the bottom was tough to get rolling. But almost had it happen.
What was the biggest challenge of the track today?
The track was actually really fun. The groove moved around, got way up, way low. So there was plenty of room to pass and plenty of room to make moves. Just not a lot of green flag running there towards the end so you could actually get going, just caution after caution after caution. So
appreciate your time. That's Michael McDowell sitting in fifth right now.
Right now, Front Row Motorsports, Gilliland fourth, McDowell listed in the sixth position. And Doug, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell's kind of been the lead dog there at Front Row Motorsports, moving on to Spire next season. But lately, Todd Gilliland, he was eighth at Talladega, but 10th at Sonoma, 12th last week at Iowa. This is a team that's been steadily progressing. And really, when McDowell leaves, Gilliland is going to kind of be the lead dog there at Front Row Motorsports next season, maybe.
I think things are set up nicely there for Gilliland, and he's making the progress that you want to see, slow and steady. Here right now, we're under the red flag. It's raining. It is not pouring the rain yet. We're watching some vehicles drive around the track. There's no rooster tails coming up. Sunset, by the way, just in case you're curious, 8:30 here in Loudoun, New Hampshire today. So we got a lot of time, but the other problem of that equation is it is so overcast and cloudy at the moment, Mark, that the effective time that you could race is probably going to be cut a little bit by that.
I don't think we can call it sunset. It's just going to get darker. We haven't seen the sun all day, actually the last 2 days here at New Hampshire, although, again, we had the same kind of conditions yesterday. We were able to get the entire Xfinity Series race in, the SIAPS 200, which was won by Christopher Bell. And, again, we'll just keep our fingers crossed, because the one thing the track wants, that NASCAR wants, they want to get the full distance in if they can this afternoon.
So we're watching it now. They have brought the car covers out. All the cars are parked along the pit lane here and waiting for the resumption, hopefully. Looked at some radar images. This did not look like a big system. I think we could be in danger if it really opens up and the bottom falls out. Right now, that has not happened yet, although it is starting to get a little shiny over there in turns 3 and 4. Back down to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with the point man right now, Tyler Reddick, out of his car, getting ready to debrief with his crew chief. You're in the lead. It's raining. What's this like as a driver?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we're going to be kind of banking on Mother Nature to keep coming down. So we've been fortunate to have some good restarts in our Sirius XM Toyota Camry. Obviously, it hasn't been our best day here at Loudoun. We've been a little bit better than this before. So, yeah, we kind of just take advantage of being a little bit off today and going to a different strategy. So, obviously, run older tires, and we're in an interesting spot if we get back going. But it was worth the risk for sure.
Tell me about playing defense, if you will. Normally, a race car driver wants to be on offense, but you know, trying to defend the lead, the rain coming, better tires behind you. How tough is that?
It's tricky, certainly. You just got to be really aggressive and take risks every single lap, every single corner. So it's been paying off every time yet, and we haven't slipped yet. So we'll just keep pushing, and obviously we'll see what the track conditions are going to be for us.
A lot of damage on the left rear over there. What's it been like out there today?
I didn't even notice. So, I mean, we were like 4 wide. We came and put tires on. We were at the back, and I was trying to get back to the front. So I'm sure that's when it happened. But it's held there this long, so we'll be fine.
Eventful day so far for Tyler Reddick, hoping to get just a little better, guys.
I tell you what, you have to hand it to Tyler Reddick, because you thought, okay, here comes guys on 2 tires and 4 tires, and they're just going to blow him away and move on. He just dug in, and you hear what he did, right? You got to take a risk every corner. That means you dive in there, 25, 30 yards deeper than you think you can. You hold on, try to come out the other side with the lead. Did that lap by lap by lap and remained the leader until we got here to the bad weather.
I always feel like Tyler Reddick is a low-pulse guy. You just don't hear him get way up there. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. And, I mean, he knows he's in a good spot right now. And he did not say, he did not cheer for more rain, although you know he is. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Noah Gregson currently sitting in the 10th spot looking over everything with his crew chief, Drew Blickensdorfer. And Noah, kind of been up and down a little bit. You guys have some really good track position. Where are you right now? If we get to go back racing, what more are you going to need?
Well, I think we're going to put on the wet weather tires. So I felt pretty good with it there. Not this run when we came in. Under rain, but the prior tire run, man, we got that thing turning good. It was a struggle at the beginning of the race, just getting the car connected, just chattering the tires. We finally got the air pressures to my liking, and Drew Blickensdorfer, the rest of this overstock team, they've been doing a great job. The pit crews had good stops, and yeah, we've spun, we've been in the back, we've got lucky cautions. Drew's called a great race to be able to put us up and get that track position there. Obviously, the rain was coming. I want to thank all the fans at New Hampshire for sticking around. This is a fun racetrack, and they always pack out here. So really proud of our team. When we do go back racing, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. You're going to be learning on the fly and trying to figure it out. But we put in preparation. I'm happy with the car now, and I could go either way.
Last couple of restarts looked like it was pretty crazy out there. What was it like from your seat?
Yeah, it was kind of tough firing off, just chattering the tires. But everybody knew the rain was coming, so I think that's why you saw so many cautions back to back to back, because guys weren't really giving an inch. We almost knew that we could be coming back to the checkers at any time, and the aggression level definitely ramped up. So it's a lot of fun racing here in the Cup Series. There's a lot of great drivers that put on a great show for these fans, and it's a privilege to be here.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, there was Noah Gregson sitting up on top of the pit box thinking we might get to get going here again. Alan Cavana.
And I'm up on the pit box with Denny Hamlin, who is the pursuer right now. What's that been like for you these last few restarts with the better tires, but still a difficult proposition to get that lead?
Yeah, I feel like our car is really good. Just
never got an opportunity to get like a lap, you know, more than one lap at a time. So it's just it's difficult for sure. But yeah, I mean, we wanted some green flag running right there, and with all the caution, certainly didn't help us a ton. But you know, that's the cards we were dealt, and obviously, you know, we were in a position to win the stage there, took that, and that just put us back a little bit. But we were counting on a little more green flag racing than what we had.
It's the ultimate position you put yourself in. You're still the winning owner if this race ends now. If it doesn't, you get to go out there and be the winning driver. How do you deal with stuff like that?
Well, I mean, on Sundays, I definitely root for the 11 team. You know, these guys work real hard to give me a fast car, and they did today. Just got to, you know, we'd have to get going, back going again before, you know, we figure out, you know, if we're going to win this thing or not.
With fresher tires, we'll call him Denny the Optimist, Brad Gilley.
All right, here with Ryan Blaney, who's sitting in second place right now. I imagine that Reddick right now says it's raining to biblical proportions, and you, on the other hand, it's a drizzle, and you'd like to see him slap on the rain tires and go for some more, right?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's just, yeah, I would like to have one more shot at it on the restart there before it rained, and we had to come back down. But, yeah, I thought I had him in 3 and 4. I thought I was going to get to his top, and he kind of shut the door right as he needed to, and just held us off there for the one lap we ran. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
You guys kind of been running top 10, top 7 all day long. I know your handling hasn't been exactly what you wanted to, but you kind of fought through it all day long, and it's been consistent, hasn't it?
I mean, we've been top 5 all day. So just good effort. I thought we got better through the day. I honestly thought at the end I would like to see where it ran to, because I thought we found a little bit more speed at the end, kind of the first time we could compete with the 20 and the 11 and stuff like that. So just never really got any runs there, and it allowed the guys who stayed out just to, like, survive a lap, and you had to make all your ground up on, like, one lap, and that's just hard to do when you restart 10th. So, yeah, just good effort. Hopefully our short track program is getting better. I think it is. Just a matter of getting everything a little better, too.
I appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
It's Ryan Blaney.
You know, for Ryan Blaney, Doug, you look at the way he ran at Gateway, woulda, coulda, shoulda won there, ran out of gas on the last lap. He wins Iowa, comes here to New Hampshire, flat one-mile racetrack, as, again, a very strong car, potential winning car. I think this lines up for Blaney now that he's in the playoff. He makes it to that final round, makes it to Phoenix. He's going to be a load to deal with again.
Check in now with Brad Gilley.
Ross Chastain sitting up on top of the Kubota Bitbox, right about the start-finish line here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And, Ross, you came out of the box in a big way, just jumped up to the front. Since then, some track position, different things have kind of gone awry just a bit. You're on the track position of most of the leaders, not the different track position from any other people, but running 15th. What do you say about getting back to this, and what would it take, how long would it take to be able to get back up in there?
I don't know, Brad. We're just really tight in the middle of the corner, so it's a balance. I'm loose in. I'm turning to the right on entry of the corner and on exit, but in the middle I turn all the way to the left. So that's what we're talking through now, is how to make that better. You know, with the rain, it's going to change the track, and we were really good when we started when the track was green. So yeah, I mean, to drive up there, thought we had a really, really strong start to the race, and faded a bit, but was hanging in there, and then just a couple bad restarts on my part, not filling holes and not getting off the corner the way I needed to, taking my distance too early in the corner, and then getting all bound up for the exit. So for the Kubota Chevy, 15th is not where we want to be, but with rain tires or refire now after a little rain on the track and jet dryers and air tightens, it'll change quite a bit. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, after the intensity of those last few restarts, what are your thoughts about potentially doing that, but with wet weather tires?
Well, it was high risk for sure for all of us. The 22 getting up into the 9 was wild, the way his front tire, he locked him up. And then there was times we were 4 wide at least. I heard lots of cars being called on either side of me by McReynolds, Brandon McReynolds on the roof. So at one point, I believe 3 or 4 of us were all touching each other side to side, and we're fortunate to get out of there without wrecks, and the wrecks were happening behind where I was. So you know, if NASCAR sees it fit, then they'll give us the word. We'll put these rain tires on and we can go racing right now.
All right, there's Ross Chastain currently sitting 15th. Brett McMillan.
Well, here with Austin Cendrick, who is sitting in the top 10 right now, and I bet at some points during today you would have happily taken the top 10 and gone home. It's been an interesting day, to say the least, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think having to start 29th at New Hampshire is never going to be an easy day, fighting for the lucky dog. Most of the first half of the race, had some good restarts, guys made some good adjustments, had some good pit stops, got a two-tire call. And we've hung up there actually passing cars on four. So, feel pretty good about our auto trader Ford Mustang, whether if it's raining or not raining. Whatever happens here, bit of a unfortunate weekend from a, from a weather side, for all these fans. But, either way, the race has obviously been pretty crazy out there, and especially the further back you go.
You know, you're in the playoffs after that win you had at Gateway. When you have a day like today, are there things, especially a track like New Hampshire, that you can do or accomplish or look to put in your notebook that may help you down the road in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, you look at some similarities as far as tire codes and, track size between here and some tracks, in the future or in the playoffs with Phoenix and, in the future with Richmond. So I think there's a lot of similarities on track size and, trying to hone in on somewhat of a package for those tracks. So, it's been a positive weekend, just, and fighting to find some clean air since lap one.
Good luck. Hope you get the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Austin Cendrick, a winner at Gateway. Love to get going again.
Thank you very much, Brett McMillan. Where our booth is located here at New Hampshire, we can walk out on the roof and get in the elements in about 10 steps. I just was out there. The rain is almost imperceptible. There's just a small drop every now and then, and If you wanted to have a scenario to try out these wet weather tires, this seems to be tailor-made. We've not completely lost the racetrack. It got damp. You'd probably have to put the jet dryers out for a little bit. But just me, this is just my opinion, I would love to see them give it a shot. We've spent all this time and effort and technology in designing these things. Let's put them on trial.
And that would kind of flip the script here. Usually you're talking about using wet weather tires to start a race where the track would be damp. We might then get a chance to finish on them. And with four sets of those per team, Doug, that would certainly be plenty to get us here from lap 219 to the 301 that make up the USA Today 301. So it could make for an interesting scenario here at the end of the race. Now, looking at our current top five, Justin Haley in the fifth spot. If he could somehow hold on, get a top five, it would be the first one he's had since Chicago a year ago on the street course there. He was the runner-up. But when you look at what he's done lately, some people might say, boy, that's surprising. Justin Haley's up there. But if you look at the stats, ninth at Darlington, ninth at Gateway, and 13th at Iowa. So this would be a third top 10 in the last six races for Justin Haley. You know, and after a while, three out of six is not a bad batting average. You can't be shocked by that.
And a lot of people questioned that move when he left college to go over to Rick Ware Racing. What are you doing? And I think he's proven, okay, I made a good call. I wanted to go to a team that was going to give me a longer future and some more opportunities. And Justin Haley's a cool guy, by the way, and I'm glad to see him, this decision work out well for him.
And it also says, Doug, that Rick Ware Racing has been stepping up their game as well. It's been slow development. Rick Ware, of course, involved in other motorsports ventures, and so his Cup Series operation obviously getting stronger, and Justin Haley able to flex his muscles here just a bit lately.
Right, we'll see how all of this shapes out. We're waiting out a little bit of a rain shower delay here. We had a flurry of cautions because these teams were trying to beat the rain, and we had four caution flags within about 25 laps, and we were under a caution flag, and then the rain started, and now we're kind of waiting out a red flag here, but it's not raining that much. It's a very, very light rain.
So looking at some of the major developments in this race, early on, Alex Bowman lost an engine, so he is going to get the last place today, 36th. That car has been out of the race for a long time. And in the late stages of the race, Joey Logano ran top five most of the day. He got involved in an incident with Chase Elliott on a restart. It goes awry for him. And Martin Truex Jr., a potential winning car, problem pit stop, comes on pit road second, comes out 27th, then gets tangled up, bounced off the wall. So it just went completely, what would they say in the comic strips, kablooey
for Martin Truex Jr.
Okay, I don't spend a lot of time with the comic strips lately, but anyway, one of the things, Mark, you have to look at all these things. It's easy to look at it from one side and say they should do this. The rain has picked back up a little bit here, and I think NASCAR was halfway expecting that because you could see there was a lull on the radar, and then there was another swath of rain that was going to come through here. And what they don't want to do is put all this effort into trying to get the track dry and then realize, okay, we're going to get hit with another batch of rain. So a lot of calls. It's hard to make a call and do things precisely when you don't have all the information. So they're drinking out of a fire hose right now as far as information is concerned. So, you know, I know everybody wants to get back to racing. You don't want a situation where you don't get in all 301 laps. We don't. The fans that drove from all over the Northeast don't want that. But right now, you got to play the game with the information that you have at your disposal.
And, Doug, speaking of the fans, that's also a part of the equation, right? NASCAR, track officials here at New Hampshire, they want to make sure they're safe and they're dry as we go through these situations with the weather as well. So not only are they concerned about getting the race in and getting the full distance, but they also always keep the fans in mind and their safety.
I'm going to take about 60 seconds for a little personal note here. It was 1990 that Mark Guerra and myself, the late Steve Richards and Steve Blevins, came up here to broadcast the first ever NASCAR then Busch Series race at this racetrack. That's back when the Bears owned it, and we were up here in 1990. Tommy Ellis went on and won that day.
Right.
It was my first visit to the Northeast ever of any kind. I had traveled some with the debate team from Appalachian, but I'd never really been into this region of the country, and it was so eye-opening. We were in Concord. Did I say it right? Not where Charlotte Motor Speedway is located, but we spent the night here for a couple of nights, and I got out and walked around and just absorbed the atmosphere of this place and instantly was kind of fell in love with it because it reminds me a little bit of Western North Carolina where App State was located. And I'm a big history buff, and I was walking around and I was looking at some of the Civil War monuments, and it was the first time I had ever seen a Civil War monument that didn't say something to the effect of "for our brave Southern soldiers" or "people in gray." And I've started reading all these about the soldiers from this area, from Vermont and New Hampshire, and it suddenly just kind of dawned on me that you live in your own little bubble sometimes, and you have to get out of it. And then I just fell in love with this place. It's also the first place that I think I ever had corned beef hash for breakfast. And I love this region so much. I could move to New England tomorrow. Now, everybody would spot me because of my accent, but this is just a great place, and I'm so glad that 34 years ago, you and I and some other people made the trip to come up here and change my perception about a lot of things, but I love this region, and I wanted to share that with all the locals here.
So all the years, though, the one thing that I feel bad about, all the years we came up here, and we chased up to Oxford Plains Maine, did the Oxford 250
yep.
for the Bears as well on a number of occasions, and we searched, and we searched, and we never did get a live moose sighting.
Never a moose sighting here in New England. And there's a sign every 500 yards when you get on the Kankamankas Highway. Watch out for moose. I'm watching. I think they're either hiding by the trees or it's just a ploy from the Tourism Bureau to make people think they're going to come up here and see them.
Well, we did get you the moose slippers.
I did get moose slippers. So I just love this area. By the way, thanks to the management here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Put a big banner out front thanking me for my small contributions to all this. That's greatly appreciated. But I have thoroughly enjoyed, and you know, I'm a Southerner all the way, but coming up here and spending time in New England, it's a real treat.
You know, Doug, one thing that I've always said about this racetrack, first with the Bears and now with Speedway Motorsports and all the great folks that they've got here leading this racetrack now, it's always a different temperament. All the volunteers and the people that work here, it's so easy for the fans to get in and out, enjoy the racing activities. It's easy for us, you know, Shannon down there in the PR to help us get our jobs done and all that. It's a great place for the fans. It's a great place to come and do your job. It's a great place. The competitors all talk about how they love to come up here and get their lobsters and their clams and their lobster bisque and the clam chowder, all that kind of thing. They love the area. area as well. And so it's just kind of a neat place to come all together.
And the other thing I really like about up here is that every little mom and pop restaurants, which they are still a lot of locally owned places to eat here. This has not been gentrified into just another fast food highway. I love that local flavor that every place advertises the best clam chowder in New England. So I don't know where that is. I had some pretty good at the place called the Red Blazer last night, but I like this area. I just wanted to acknowledge that. We're waiting out the rain. That's why we're talking about clam chowder right now. It's not rained ever really hard, but it's rained enough to stop this race, and I think they're worried that there may be another little batch of rain coming through here, and maybe that's why we're not saddling up right now.
The other thing we need to worry about is darkness. Although sunset is after 8 o'clock, it's been kind of a gray day, a dark day, and it's remained that. And of course, without any sunshine kind of able to get through, that might become a problem. They have some lights on at the racetrack, the big scoreboard. We see the Kubota sign down there on Ross Chastain's pit box, and they are really popping out because right now it is pretty dark here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway as well. You know, going back to 1990, Doug, it's hard to explain to people. It was a Busch Series race, but it was like the Daytona 500 for the Busch Series and for the fans up here. The Holler Parade, they were in by the thousands as they went down through downtown Concord. And we had the golf tournaments. And I remember the late John Nemechek, Joe's brother, John Hunter's uncle, driving me around on the golf cart and threw me out of it, threw me down the hill. I rolled about 8 or 9 times, kind of did a Gumby down the fairway. And John had a big laugh about that. And it's hard to tell people just how big that was. It was at the time.